This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Time is short to avoid the fiscal cliff, but politicians are working on a last-minute deal. House members will return to Washington for a rare Sunday session. Today, President Obama meets with top congressional leaders, but there's still a ways to go. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says his party won't be pressured into a bad deal.
Republicans aren't about to write a blank check for anything Senate Democrats put forward just because we find ourselves at the edge of the cliff.
Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says Republicans are holding things up.
We can't negotiate with ourselves because that's all we're doing. Unless we get a sign-off from the Republicans in the House and the Republican leader here, we can't get anything done.
Let's take a look at how all this is playing out internationally. Asian markets did well today. The BBC's Mariko Oi joins us from Singapore. Hello, Mariko.
Hello.
So how are investors in Asia reacting to all this uncertainty over the fiscal cliff here in America?
Well, it's quite interesting, Mark, because if you just look at Asian markets and how shares have been performing, it even looks like they don't seem too bothered by what's happening in the United States. We saw Asian markets ending quite higher this Friday. But nevertheless, it's not to say that people aren't concerned about it. It has been making news headlines quite a lot because whatever happens in the United States, of course, affects Asian economies quite significantly. I remember back in 2008 when the global financial crisis was taking place, there were some experts here in Asia who said that Asia is completely decoupled, we're fine, and then economic figures started to fall rather sharply. So there is definitely a big concern among Asian investors and traders, but in terms of just the share performance over the last few days, they seem to be doing quite well.
Let's look specifically at Japan, where the Nikkei index has been on a tear all week. There is a new prime minister. The yen is weakening. Just talk about some of the factors that are driving Japanese shares specifically up.
Indeed, it's all to do with the Japanese yen, which has been uncomfortably high for many exporters because it makes their products more expensive overseas. But ever since the new prime minister, Shinzo Abe, took office, even during his election campaigns, in fact, he has been talking a lot of bold measures, if you like, about how to tackle the slugging economy, how to beat deflation, and how to weaken the Japanese currency. So as a result, traders have been selling quite a lot of the Japanese yen. We're seeing the level that we haven't seen in almost 2 years. And that's partly why that Japan's Nikkei index has been performing quite well as well. In fact, it has posted its best yearly performance since 2005, up 23% this year.
Okay, the BBC's Mariko Oi reporting from Singapore. Thank you, Mariko.
Thank you.